The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Everybody, guess what? We're still all sitting around our own kitchen tables and can't go over to other people's houses. This blows, but you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Gabe, Doyle, Tim, Juan, Felix, Christy, Alicia, eventually Gabe's wife, probably dogs and people's children.
Motherfucker, I am here.
I said your name.
I said your name, you son of a bitch. Like, what the
fuck? We're like the second person, Doyle.
Yeah.
He
you
also included Petrie.
When you talk I said dogs. I said all sorts of shit. Oh, man. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 202 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
Where's Tim?
I'm Tim.
I'm third.
I'm Tim.
There you go.
Mike was
I'm
off.
I'm
on.
Alicia.
Christy.
Felix.
I'm third, then I'm fourth, then there's the Christy. Holy.
And the drunk one continues to talk.
You may or may not have noticed that Doyle is super shit-faced.
I tried to get mildly shit-faced. I undercalculated.
Undercalculated.
He over-undercalculated. So before Doyle falls asleep, Doyle, what kind of stuff have you been watching, etc., now that you don't have to go to work anymore for a while because the state shut your job down?
Well, the FBI was not too thoroughly pleased with how the meat plant was running. And then they bought me this bottle of Crown Royale. I assume I paid for it, but I wasn't there. I don't know. Joe Biden. But anyways, not having that drug. Anyways, I don't know. It's been weird. I'm watching a lot of show called Devs. If you watch the Hulu, it's like
that show's badass.
That show's really, really good. I hope we discuss it in our next episode because it's way, way, way better than Future Man. That show is terrible.
Future Man. Three episodes ago.
I think he finished it.
Seth Rogen, why are you just so bad at making original shit? I assume your Jewish nature would take over and you'd make good stuff. But God. That Hollywood
God.
I don't know. I guess it's
racist. To be fair, Doyle is quoting another review that he saw. That isn't him. He's just quoting.
True, Tim. I didn't think I mentioned that, but I don't know what I've said and what I haven't. Anyways. It's here. We enjoyed most of what we watched this week, but Future Man was not amongst that. Shows. I don't know. Devs was good. I've watched. What was that movie that they mentioned last time, Gabe?
Oh, the Coffee and Kareem.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is really, really, really funny.
Yeah, it is. That movie is funny as fuck.
That was a fantastic Netflix movie. Netflix continues to kill it. They offer up, you know, just stuff to watch while we're quarantined. I don't know if I'm quarantined past the 21st or 27th. I can't. I feel like it's irresponsible for my co-host letting me talk right now.
Tim, so the Doyle doesn't
good,
like...
You make a damn good tomato soup, Alicia. That's all I gotta say.
I really don't want to interrupt.
Tim, what have you been watching so that Doyle doesn't say something illegal? he complimented your tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Good last time. That's all I remember.
Yeah, he's fucking really drunk.
It wasn't twice baked, but it was as good as it could be. That's all I remember.
He's like, I'm talking about
two different dinners that we've had at Juan.
All he remembers from Juan's house is fucking food.
What just happened? One at a time now.
I don't know.
That's Mel.
Who's the C?
Me.
Who's the C?
Who's that C?
Oh, man. She mad.
Oh, it'll come back.
She's coming over to punch Juan. Who is that C?
I'd like to.
She'd like to, she said. I heard her voice.
What have I been doing amid my not quarantine?
Yeah, oh, we are crushing my internet.
You know. I am essential.
Too many people in this house are on Wi-Fi.
And watching shows for this.
Look at Johnny O'Benny Squid.
Don't worry about how I squint, bitch.
Get some freaking glasses, bro.
I tried to finish the whole bottle, but I gotta quit, bro.
What? What did he say?
I don't know.
I lost
he said,
a long time.
He said he wanted to finish the whole bottle, but he's gotta quit.
There's like a shot left, maybe two shots left, but I can't do it. I could do it.
You shouldn't do it.
I'd be sleeping.
Oh, yay, my fucking computer finally caught up.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, same. I have a super poor connection, and I can see Tim frozen back, and I can hear all you bitches.
That's fine. We're recording this, so you'll be able to hear it. The audio will be just fine.
Tim, what have you been watching /
years more?
I have been playing a shitload of video games, watching stuff for the show. And then we've been watching a couple other like random shows too.
Who took a picture? Oh, Doyle's screen sharing.
Doyle, stop fucking with the computer.
We're all seeing what Doyle is seeing right now.
Oh, I'm like, what the shit is happening?
Remark. Oh God, he's just gonna click his way right out of this phone call again. Go down towards the bottom. All right, let's tech support him. Go down towards the bottom. There's the square inside of the square.
Oh, God.
He's a square inside the square.
He's so drunk he can't touch Patton.
Oh, man.
Should I kick him out of the conversation again?
No.
Again?
There we are.
Yay.
He can't.
You just. You might have told me to run 6 miles. That shit was. Difficult as fuck.
Oh my God.
What?
He can do oil right now. Oh my God. Oh, wow.
Honestly, considering how much liquor I've been viewed, I'm doing quite well.
What?
I have completely lost track of what's going on. I asked Tim what he's been watching.
About myself.
I have answered that question twice now.
I know.
Playing a lot of video games, watching a lot of shit on TV.
I'm just watching Outlander and masturbating the weird.
Wait, what?
Don't ask what.
Stop engaging him. Just ignore him.
Have not been
oh man, how about you, Juan? What have you been up to?
I've been watching the show. The stuff for the show. I watched every single episode of the shitty fucking show that Tim made us watch.
Again.
Dude, I did too, and it hurt me. It hurt my soul.
Christy, what is in that cup?
It's my beer, but I opened it and looked at it.
Rogan.
Did it freeze or did it foam?
It foamed.
That's probably the ball.
I thought you were putting like a packaging peanut in there or something.
That's what it looked like.
I was like, is this some new drinking thing that people do? They stop doing limes, they do packaging peanuts.
Again.
I didn't leave. I'm still here. I'm just trying to.
You just have a really poor connection.
Yeah.
Did you guys pay your bill?
Yes, we paid our bill, you fucked up.
I know we have it.
But we have it, so we might lose you.
I think Doyle's gone. I don't know what happened to Doyle.
He turned off the camera.
Doyle probably died. I'm guessing Doyle died.
He's got a
skin, motherfucker. I'm sorry. He's
got to pop one out real quick.
God, these fucking quarantine shows are a mess.
God damn it, not again.
What is even happening? I asked Juan what he's been watching, but all I heard was robot noises for like 2 minutes, so.
What is that? Oh, I thought it was on.
How did you send Mel the link? Where's the link?
So if you go to the little chat, open conversation.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you scroll all the way to the top of the chat. You can do invite more people. And then you can share a link, copy it to your clipboard, and send it out.
Oh, you don't look so good, man.
I meant to get drunk. I got a little too...
You look like you're going to shit in a bag sometime soon.
What were bags meant for? You know, I got bags plenty.
Motherfucker, you can't even get to the light switch on the other side of your room. You're talking about shitting in a bag right now.
Dude, like, it's at least 15 feet away.
It's gotten about 3 feet further away every time you talk about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that how much you said he had left of his alcohol? 15?
15.
A 15.
And it was an
18th. Well, but an 18th too hard to multiply.
Everything's 15 right now.
Three, four.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Hi, Mel.
I miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Mel, did you put on a shirt yet?
God, I'll miss these other fuckers.
Can we mute Doyle?
Yes.
I can, but I don't know if he'll be able to unmute himself.
He'll screen share it four times first.
Screen share it.
Hey, Juan.
There, I muted him. He won't even know he's muted. He won't know at all. He's just going to keep talking.
Here, Juan, I'm going to screen share.
Why you mute me, bro?
Stop screen sharing.
Abe, isn't it?
I know. I was gonna circle the mute symbol on his thing, but
am I still screen sharing or no?
Oh no, it's Taylor.
Hey,
I'm Taylor.
What's up, ladies?
What is What's that fucking noise drunk? You're making?
Am I still screen sharing? Or...
What the hell is happening?
Hi, next for spooky today.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Just solid. Sitting in our houses.
Same.
That's crazy, right?
Whoa.
It's kind of like we're sitting all together.
Except for in our own houses.
Well,
what?
Hello?
I
want
to watch Onward with you.
Hi, Doyle.
Hello,
how are you? Doyle is really, really drunk.
These people are spreading delicious wine.
I've seen this, bro.
Oh my god, Echo.
It's all Taylor's fault.
There we go, it's gone.
I want to go as fast as possible to get that kill.
Why is there so much echo all of a sudden?
Because Taylor doesn't have headphones in.
Oh. I just said, did I get headphones? And nobody said yes.
It's because we couldn't hear over the reverb.
Okay, well, hang on.
Let me mute. You guys are not very nice to your guests. Oh, Jesus.
Could you mute Christy too?
I believe in you, Taylor.
Hey, you guys care if I shirt it off?
You what?
If you what?
You take your shirt off.
Take my shirt off. Shirt it off.
Yeah, I don't
audio
fuck what you do.
For me, really? So it sounded like Felix was saying, do you guys mind if I shart? And I'm like, what the fuck?
If you got fun without a shirt on, you do that.
Oh, this is a mess.
It's a beautiful mess, though.
Abe looks like the exasperated father of like a gaggle of children who have just all gone feral.
That's probably pretty accurate, to be honest.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get naked, Felix, go for it. I don't know.
Oh, man, robot voices are the best.
I'll sit on my thong.
God, please no. A lot of thonging going on.
Oh, man. I am not about thonging.
Lead the discussion, Gabe.
I'm trying to, but everybody breaks up and it gets all weird, so sorry. Anyway, continuing to go. Juan, did you ever answer?
Yeah, I said I was mostly just watching shit for the show because I watched every...
Oh, that's...
Yeah,
sorry. I only heard parts of it. I mostly heard robot voices. Let's see. So, Christy, Felix, what have you guys been participating in, like watching to pass the time as we're in quarantine?
We've been watching Money Heist. We started that.
Is that pretty good?
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good. We're in the third season now.
What's that about?
Like a huge money heist.
You don't say.
Man, they fucking really buried the lead on that
one. Wow, super detailed.
But it's one of those, I think it's like a Spanish film, but they have dubbed it all in English, so it's not like you have to read subtitles or anything, but it's actually really good.
This guy's called a professor.
Yeah, fuck reading.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
He spent like years and years, but his dad is the one that was the one that was going to do this heist, but he ended up passing away. So he took his idea and he like planned this thing out for years and years, and he finally got this group together. It is crazy.
It is crazy.
It sounds pretty cool. I love heist movies. So
what platform?
It
is,
Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show.
The fourth season just came out, but we just started. So, but we are on the third season because it is quarantine.
Right.
We probably could have finished it by now, but sometimes we're like, oh, let's go do something else.
Yeah, let's move to the other couch.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go downstairs.
Let's both stream the same thing on our own phones in bed at the same time.
You're not having fun doing the Ball Johnson swing?
Oh my gosh. Before we got on this phone call, we did watch the first episode of The Last Dance. That started tonight. Michael Jordan's thing that came out.
The Bulls?
Sure.
Oh yeah, I think my son was watching that.
You don't know
morning.
Who Michael Jordan is?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, what the frick? I know you're younger than us, but shit.
I hate basketball.
Fine.
What's going on with your face? Why is it naked?
Oh yeah, he shaved. Unfortunately,
he didn't wear a mask because there's
he didn't touch his chest hair, did he?
He can't shave his chest hair. That'd take him four razors to do.
That's why we have.
And I already told him if I ever shave my chest hair, I'll have to get it waxed, and they'll have to do it for the show.
We're doing it for the show. Episode 200 just happened.
Make it easy.
And I feel like four razors is a massive underestimate.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe like, four razors for the left
four,
half of his
are
back.
Are we talking full body
four
or just my chest?
Four packages of razors, maybe?
We really need the number 200 waxed out of his chest hair for the first graphic.
Honestly, we could do a whole paragraph.
We could do 200 in Roman numerals.
Or just write 200, T-W-O, 100.
Yeah. Yeah. Christy, it's your canvas.
That's true. Yeah. I want you to make a plan now, Christy.
Okay, I'll draw up some plans.
While you're in quarantine.
You definitely have the fucking time.
There are no wrong ideas here.
That's true.
Don't laugh. You're going in there too, Tim.
Oh, I'm getting waxed?
Yeah, you got a shit ton of hair too.
I got like no hair.
Did you guys see his profile picture that Kenny drew of him with his six pack?
Fucking A, right?
That was great.
Kid knows what's up.
Thank you.
Respect.
respect. Put some respect on it.
Put some respect on my abs.
Because he needs glasses?
Yes.
Yes. Bad.
Get glasses, you turd.
See the driver? Quarantine to be off.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, bullshit.
Who needs glasses?
You can get Zenny. That's what I have.
Glasses. I'm not
going to get glasses. You can get an eye exam at Target, and those are still open, bro.
I'm not going to get glasses.
What child is yelling at you to get glasses?
I wonder if we unmuted Doyle right now, if it's just him rambling.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's probably just him pooping in a bag, if I had to guess.
He might be full asleep.
Is he out in his car?
I can't unmute him.
No, he's not in his car. He's in his
bedroom. So he muted himself.
I can't unmute him.
Can he hear us?
If you can't unmute him, he muted himself. He's probably just talking
movement.
Shit about us right now.
Movement. Doyle, are you there?
It sounds like this.
Gabe, are you just going forever bald or what?
Damn, Chuck, Alicia.
No. There was
no, just...
Oh, I see Felix.
Doyle, you're muted. Unmute.
So we couldn't see the hair.
He's kind
of. I had to shave my head because it was getting a little too wild, and I can't like actually cut hair.
Gabe. I hate you even more now that you shaved your head.
Did you just pee yourself, you said?
Damn.
No. I hate Gabe even more that he shaved his head.
No, Doyle
just pissed himself. I didn't know that you hated me. Like,
I hate...
just
your transitional lenses.
Hey, Taylor and Gabe, time out. Apparently, Doyle has pissed himself.
Yes.
Wait, what?
That is not true.
I didn't mean to relieve myself.
His microphone's muted again. Damn it.
Oh my god, he's probably dying.
Okay, I would just like to say that I said Doyle was probably pooping, and so I was very close. I'm guessing what Doyle was doing. Okay.
I do feel like that's wildly accurate. All right, Devin, Taylor, what have you guys been indulging in during quarantine? Like, what kind of movies, TV shows, whatever?
Well, we watched Survivor up to season, I think we're on season 35 or 36.
Nice.
I've been watching Naked and Afraid a lot, preparing. So
for next week, is that what you're preparing for? Like,
no, most nights I'm naked and afraid.
So
I've just been preparing for that. Right now we're rewatching Harry Potter. I've been listening to the books on tape. Right now we're rewatching the movies. What else have we watched?
We went on like a slight Mark Wahlberg kick there for a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I watched Parasite. Has anybody seen that?
That movie's amazing.
No, I want to see that really get bad. That's the Korean movie, right?
It's on Netflix. Yeah, if you have Netflix, or on Hulu, Gabe. If you have Hulu, it just came on Hulu.
Yeah, it is. I've seen it.
Who said they wanted to see it?
No, like I've seen it on Hulu, not like I've seen it, watched it.
It was good. It was interesting.
So as a real American, I can't watch
it. Oh, you know, Donald Trump can fucking take every opinion he has and cram it up his fucking ass. That's what he Fuck that idiot, man. Every time I hear his voice, I fucking feel my like blood pressure go up. I just want to fucking bitch.
Honestly, Gabe, you're like bald, so
I know. I shouldn't say things like that. Definitely edit out the part where I talked about
and then, Juan, edit that part out where he said it again.
That shit is staying in.
No, for the love of God, do not leave that in.
It's in.
No
one's gonna come after you, Gabe.
No, seriously, that's happened to other like YouTubers and stuff.
The only thing
he smells stinky.
The only thing that gets edited out in this show is the N-word.
So do I need to say I want to? No, just kidding.
Don't do it.
Have nothing to worry
don't
about.
Don't do it.
You're too busy trying to fire people like Fauci, so you're fine.
I'll come and stab you.
I'm not saying I would help Gabe. But when he's accomplished his mission, I would celebrate it like a national holiday.
Does anyone know if Dr. Fauci is married? Why are you girls interested?
Do you think he's rich or something? Because I know that's one of the other prerequisites.
I bet he does have some money.
Yeah, I like him.
Tay is always trolling for that moolah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I'm always husband hunting.
She's like, have you lit these coronavirus plates yet? Like, just curious.
I'm either looking for a husband or a dad. Either one.
He paid his internet bill.
I'm sure
whoever has the higher
reward. If you paid enough, you could have a husband and a dad.
But why pay?
It just sounds like your OnlyFans page. Like
I can use what God gave me for that.
That's true. Taylor hasn't.
And it was God didn't give me no money.
Taylor
so
hasn't
got
thirsty
something
enough
else
to be on the OnlyFans or ChatterBait yet.
Oh, okay. That's
on
good.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We're definitely not going down the road of porn that Gabe has seen that clearly no one else has seen.
Oh God, what is
whatever.
It?
The best goddamn website on the planet.
Wait, you seen it?
Oh God. What has he seen? Wait a minute. I missed it.
Felix knows about it.
They watch it together.
It should.
It's spate.
Damn, how have you all been watching porn? I haven't had any time. I'm just cooped up with Devin all day. I'm not able to watch any porn.
Devin's like, how have you not watched? Devin's like, that's all I've been fucking doing is watching porn. Like, the hell?
He's like, why didn't you say something? You could have joined me.
Close. He's been playing Fortnite, but close.
There you go, Taylor. I put it in the comments for you.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds like something I'd be at.
Oh, man.
I
think
you
hate
that.
Here.
Oh, my God.
No, Gabe, no.
I want my laptop.
Gabe, can you please introduce us to
porn? There's the other one, the OnlyFans. Oh, I didn't know the link.
Michael, who's that? Today.
Oh, God. Doyle's
is there a phone charger down here?
Hey, buddy. I just took a small break.
Oh, I can't because my. Are you talking anymore? Or are you out?
No, I'm talking.
He's just getting stoned.
Thanks for doing my job for me, Juan.
I got you, Gabe. There's two websites for you to make money, Taylor.
What do you mean?
Thanks, buddy.
Like, you definitely could make money.
100% you could make money.
Dude, that's...
I've been trying to sell my feet pics, but no takers.
Do it on OnlyFans.
100% going to find some takers.
Web toes? No, that's not true. You got the niche market with the web toes. You're rare.
I do. People are super into ducks and mermaids and feet.
Feet.
Look, all I'm saying is I've seen some super fucked up shit on Reddit. Your web toes are perfect for the internet.
Wait, I want to see. Oh, they are webbed.
Both
sides,
Christy.
Both sides.
Christy, do you think you'd pay $13 per picture to look at him?
Somebody would, for sure, 100%.
Yes,
guys would.
But I know that there are some people that would.
Oh my God, guys.
With the foot fetish, yes.
Dude, you hear how excited Felix is right now? Like, he's trying to not sound excited.
He's like, God damn, I need to
reach out later.
That was a freebie. Anybody looking?
Who the fuck is screen sharing?
Anybody follows this?
It's probably Doyle.
Fuck you, Doyle.
I'm just saying, if you have any honey, maybe some hot sauce or something like that, you're going to make a little bit of money.
Pouring out her
hey, buddy, I could dip anything on there.
I just added Tim.
It's basically foot mukbang.
Hey, I'm back.
You didn't
miss
much.
Don't worry, Doyle's screen sharing again.
Oh, okay.
Well, he really wanted a picture of the places. Toes.
He was trying to screen cap her toes.
Oh.
Get Gabe out of there. Why do you have Gabe
in two
places?
I didn't mean to put him in twice. Chill, Daddy-O.
Calm down, Devin.
Screen capping is
beautiful. Yeah. Devin's just fucking everything up now.
He's so angry that he shaved his beard.
I'm not even...
Wait, what about Christy and Felix?
Doyle, turn your screen sharing off.
Doyle.
How do I turn it off?
Oh, Doyle doesn't fucking rule. Jesus.
Doyle!
The same way you did it the last four times. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Doyle. What have you been drinking? Doyle, what have you been drinking?
Doyle's drinking a whole pint of Crown Royal.
By himself. Ooh. And Petrie.
During, yeah, during only in the time we've been recording. Crown Royal Peach?
He's drinking Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Vanilla. He drank the whole bottle of it in the time that it's taken us to record. Yeah. Like, he started when we started recording, and now it's 6:30. Gone.
It was a...
I've just been doing margs.
It was a, what you call a scientific experiment. It's gone awry.
So, Doyle, trying to get some clarification, have you pissed yourself?
Not yet. I feel it coming on, but it hasn't happened as
yet. It's just in there, whatever.
So you know you have to pee, but you can't get motivated enough to go to the bathroom?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely might pee myself in there.
Don't do it.
No, he said he already did.
There you go, Taylor.
He said he...
Oh, God. Doyle, lick your lips real quick,
oh,
bud.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, buddy.
There you
you're
go.
The best.
Okay, oh, my that's God. Better.
No, it's in your Fu Manchu.
Oh, now it's down in his beard. So wipe your face real quick, dude. There you go. That's better.
Did he bark?
Did he throw up?
I don't know.
All better.
I did throw up a little bit ago.
I see Mel now. Mel's moving now.
Yeah, I see Mel now. I don't hear
Where's
her.
Where's Mel?
I don't see. She's in the bedroom.
All I see is cleavage. Ooh, and hands.
I wish she was in my bedroom.
I can't help it. I've got boobs.
Mel.
Don't we all, honey? Don't we all?
You must.
Johnny and Alicia. Them.
That's true. Almost every guy on this has boobs.
This is so accurate.
Third glass of me.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Felix is going to be the next Doyle.
He's trying to be like Doyle.
It's not what
I was looking at recipes for it. Boobs.
Felix, let's talk about how you're never going to be like Doyle until you shit in a bag while you're driving.
I did that long, long time ago.
He shit all over the walls. He butt stamped. He was naked.
I drank like three or four bottles of tequila that night.
We were in the military. He was in the military, and it was not good.
I wasn't able to golf the next day. Damn it!
Too much shit.
He peed. I don't care. He was. Hey, the best thing about it, I didn't have to clean it up.
That's the best part.
She's
about to kill him. She's about to kill him.
Then you have to clean it up.
That's the shirt we're going to make based off tonight's episode with Doyle.
If Devin started
even
if
I throw up, at least I won't care.
He'd be kicked out. There ain't no way I'm cleaning that up.
Well, that's why I'm married to this amazing woman.
Hey, please don't get any
That's
idea.
True. That's why you guys are married. And
amazing
we're not.
Or stupid? I mean.
I will never butt stamp.
Well, he didn't mean to butt stamp, but he shit his pants, and so it was on his butt. And then when he went stumbling down the hallway, every time his ass hit the wall, the imprint.
And then I jumped on our bed.
Oh, my God.
Dave says he'll never do it. How many bottles of tequila did you say you had that night?
Like three or four.
No, he went toe-to-toe with this girl, and they were, like, doing them. They almost... Two people almost the handle.
One.
God.
Idiot.
Doyle's dead.
One time I ate like 2 Fiber One bars and I almost pooped my pants. I'm like driving home from Loveland to Fort Collins and I'm like, I'm about to shoot my pants the whole time. But I made it.
I got a friend like that. It was what we were out golfing right at the Eaton Country Club. I'm not going to mention his name.
Yeah, good idea.
But
what's
he's
his
like,
name?
I'm not going to say it.
No, he's you like, should.
I got to go back. I go, no, dude. So he goes to the bathroom, and he starts coming back. And he goes, all right. He goes, I'm good. I go, you good? He goes, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's getting ready to hit. He goes, oh, my God, I got to shit again. I go, dude, again? So he takes off. All of a sudden he comes back. I go, dude, he goes, I can't make it. So he goes into the pond, shits, fucking closes, kills everything in the pond and shit. I'm like, what the?
Damn. Gosh.
Is that the one? I think we were just at the that place the other day, golfing.
Dang. You might still see his underwear there.
Yeah, no, I was driving home from work. I had just started work at this place, and they only had one bathroom, so I couldn't just go in and blow it up. Like, I had to be respectful. So I just drove the whole way home, and I'm like, I'm going to shit my pants. But I haven't had Fiber One bars since, and they're so delicious.
Still on the Fiber One.
Look at Doyle.
Doyle.
Are we? Do we need to bury Doyle?
Are you going to go right now?
This is what sucks. Is Doyle's video isn't up on my screen? All I can see is his icon, and that makes me sad.
No, that's not his icon. That's Doyle. That's Doyle, not his icon.
Why are you trying to bury me,
dude? I literally just see a pug with wings. That's what I see.
Yeah, that's Doyle.
Oh, look at
like, don't die.
To the conversation.
You're
going to eat
Pee-Pee. I know, Pee-Pee's like, don't die.
Pee-Pee?
I just haven't had much to add in the last couple of minutes.
Because you're sleeping.
And because you drooled all over your beard?
No, I've been listening.
That's not drool, buddy.
That was awesome. Oh, Mecos.
Are you sitting or laying down?
I'm sitting. I've been listening to the conversation. I just haven't had much to add to it. I mean, I am drunk. I'm not going
to
lie.
He just haven't had nothing to add to.
Oh.
He is on the verge of death, after all.
Right. Yeah.
I'll come here. I'll play the bagpipes at your funeral, Doyle.
That's cool.
Dave, did you tell them what we're watching?
Oh, no. What are we watching?
Oh, no.
So, we've been watching a show on Netflix called Black as Fuck.
Damn. Show's really, really funny.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Felix watched the preview and said, I can't do this right now.
Have you, you know, like shows like the show. Damn. You know, shows like The There's Office or like. Or like Parks and Recreation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where
it's like
that.
A documentary comedy. Yeah. So Black as Fuck is like that, where it's like this girl that's making a documentary to get into like into film school, but her dad is the guy that's the producer of the TV show Blackish, and he'll go into these moments where he's like speeching on people and like telling them about like, you know, white gays and stuff like what's that, but then at? He's also just being a dick and kind of an asshole.
What's one laughing at?
So that sounds good. I'd like to watch that. I've seen that on Netflix.
It's really, really good.
Look at my cats for a minute. I gotta go say bye to somebody.
I'm trying to Google the name of the show. It was Black as Fuck.
It's black.
Wait a minute. Too many people are talking.
No, everybody else.
All right. Everybody stop talking and I will tell Juan what it is called.
Yeah, because you don't have to Google that. I got a lot of black fucking videos.
It's called hashtag black AF. Yeah.
And hashtag the sign, not like.
Yes, out. Not the word hashtag. Jesus.
I got a lot of African American porn.
Yeah, way too much.
Jealous.
No, not black ass fuck. Black as fuck.
Lucky ducky.
Oh, Jesus.
So I also.
Just the amount of S's.
As Tim alluded to some previous episodes, I also got Final Fantasy VII this week, so I have played a lot of that.
Wow, sounds fun!
Awesome, it is. It's like the remake of Final Fantasy. It's really, really awesome. So
I want to get Animal Crossing.
A lot of people want to get Animal Crossing. It looks fun. I've played some of the older Animal Crossings. I just don't want to buy a. I just don't want to buy a Switch when I already have a PS4.
My entire D&D group has Animal Crossing.
I don't want to pay $60 for it.
Why not? That's like a normal price for a video game.
No, I normally don't buy video games, Gabriel.
I'm just saying.
I'm not sure if I can.
It's probably on sale.
There's a Guy Fieri Island in Animal Crossing.
You can hear Mel yelling at someone from across the room on my camera.
I can hear Mel yelling from here in the video. Just in life.
So I think. So I think Mel is on her wireless headphones, so as she's walking around, she's still on the call and everybody can just hear her.
Yeah. So wait a minute.
Like right now, she's taking a shit.
Question.
I am not. I'm peeing right now. You guys are welcome.
You're peeing?
Somebody.
I had to go.
She's eating her bum.
She's in her channel. She's fine.
I had to go.
But every time Mel talks, we get to see kittens.
Show
them.
I put my phone in the kitten box.
Hi, Taylor. Hello. What are you doing?
Tell her I love her so much.
How many Rugrats you got?
Hey, question.
4.
600.
Don't even ask him how many children he has because it's triple that.
I got like
animals too.
One time I had like no kids, and then all of a sudden I had like 600 kids, and then I had like 50,000 fucking pets.
That's how I felt with this one.
Like, I thought you only allowed 5 kids, 5 people per house.
No, I have 5 kids.
Four. Who's the other kid?
We have 4 kids. Sorry, I was thinking.
Gabe has 5. Mel doesn't know about.
Yeah. God damn it!
You know, you know, you have too many kids, and you forget how many kids you
did.
I'm sorry that you guys had to witness me accidentally revealing my secret family.
Gabe's been laying seed in other places.
No, why did you tell?
We have 4 kids. We have 3 dogs. And currently in our house, there are like 14 cats.
You're sitting
That's
on
what
cat.
Happens when your cat is a whore.
Yeah, my cat is a slut ass bitch.
Our cat is
Damn.
A fucking whore.
There's 9 kittens right now.
Fired.
If you guys just got her fixed. If y'all just got her fixed, she'd be fine.
We know that, Taylor. Every time we go to take her to get fit, she's fucking pregnant.
She'd just be able to slut around without getting pregnant, bald Gabe.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. Yeah, for the real.
You guys don't provide her with the correct access to healthcare.
Christy would like to weigh in.
Here to your Trump government in your household.
Taylor's like a fucking cat feminist.
What's going on?
The extreme left cat liberal.
I think that's the proudest thing I've ever been called.
Cat feminist.
Cat feminist.
Cat feminist.
Price is Right.
What do you need, Christy? Angry Christy.
I'm just wondering, since we're not live, can we take these headphones off?
No.
No.
No. I'm not going like crazy.
No.
That was Angry Gabe.
It was almost as good as the comic book angry reading.
He looks at Trump when he's making fun of that handicapped kid, and he's doing this.
Gabe Angry is like those
like
inflatable arm tube guys.
Oh my god.
Do you think Gabe looks more angry or less angry with his bald head and transitional lenses?
I look way more angry with the bald head.
Looks like he should be carrying a tiki torch.
Oh,
yeah, you fucking fascist.
What? I agree with you, Juanito.
Hold on.
Why are you yelling? Hold on at us.
Wait.
My kids are doing a ridiculous dance. I'm sorry.
Just for a second. Okay.
Ready? Are you looking at one? Huh?
I'm looking at some weirdos dancing.
Yeah, do you not see the kiddos dancing, don't they?
Oh, yeah, I see them dancing.
I think Hannah's mooning us.
Hannah basically mooned you, yeah.
I'm down.
Alright, get out of here.
Gotta start them early.
Sophia just pretended like she was gonna flash you guys, just so you know.
It's not okay.
Oh
my god.
Be extra clear about how that's not okay right now. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Gabe, it's the pandemic.
This is what quarantine does to families.
Oh, holy fuck.
Pandemic just makes people
fat. Honestly, Gabe, it's never too early to start. So.
If you can make that money, make that money.
Yeah.
Never
this
too
is a good time to train.
Abortion.
Oh, wow.
Alicia, do a spit take. Alicia, do a spit take with your drink. I seen it.
Christy,
are you 17 Christy? Years old?
No.
Or are you just like a lot of months overdue?
Can't hear you anymore.
Dad!
We lost Christy.
Sorry, I told my kids that I was going to kill them.
Barely. Little bit. Little bit.
Felix, stop messing with things.
Look at this, baby.
Oh, we can hear you now.
Basically, the quarantine has turned Gabe's house into The Shining.
I mean, now we just have a bunch of cat pictures.
All work and no play makes Jack go something something.
It's homework. Something.
So, has anyone seen the movie Zombie Strippers?
Oh, wow. Have any?
Oh. Yeah, me either.
I can't hear anything.
Mel, stop screaming.
Whoa!
Everyone has headphones in.
Sorry. Hey, sorry. Inside fucking voices now.
Jesus Christ. Do I need to mute Mel too?
I think we do.
Yes, do. No more screaming.
Yeah, you Christy, do. Yes. You both being dead. Wait, I got it. Let's go, Christy.
Sorry, I forget how loud I'm.
I was like, oh, it'll be fun to record
up here, Felix, with
my family. And then I was like, oh, no. It
was a joke, Devin.
There it is.
Or was that Tim?
What did I say?
He said he couldn't hear us because we were, oh, shit.
I have Doyle thing.
She doesn't know the difference between Devin and Tim.
Doyle, I mean,
I've had people ask me if Devin is like my cousin or something.
Just so everybody knows, when
if I'm your cousin,
so many people
say, yeah,
well, yes, right, a lot of voices sound right the same.
On. Oh my god,
that's true.
See that
not so much cousins as love.
This is true.
That's kind of crazy that they got asked if I was your cousin.
People ask me that all the time about
Devin is faded as fuck right now.
No, they don't.
I thought the two of you were brother and sister when I met you. It was weird.
The first time I met you guys, yes, I assumed Devin you were Taylor. Cousins.
Oh. They're kissing siblings.
Devin and Taylor are frozen on my screen.
And they're frozen.
They're like, position. They're Luke and Leia.
And they're still frozen.
Yes. Because they're... Oh, man. Well, this has been a total shit show.
It's every episode we do.
No.
No, these live ones lately have...
These quarantine live ones are fucking... No, they're not. They're sure not.
I love them.
Badass.
These feel like episodes of the old Still Radio show.
Yeah. I love
that bitch.
Let's be super real, Juan. I love doing them. I do not love listening to them.
You don't listen to any of our shows.
Yes, I do.
They're a lot more intoxicating.
I listen to like almost every episode.
One of us is a lot more intoxicated.
Yeah,
the one. Typically, the ones that I don't listen to are the interview episodes because I did them.
I feel like when the police ask us what time did Doyle die, we'll at least have an approximate time.
Yeah.
Around like 9:20.
Right around 9 o'clock.
The problem is I won't be able to tell the cops what happened because the motherfucker refuses to turn his light on.
Well, he vomited and it
is he the giant black dot?
We know what happened. There's video of what happened.
He is the giant black dot.
Why
are you guys so loud?
Who's loud?
My fucking asshole children.
Oh. I'm like, not meat kettle.
Watch this. I'm gonna hit mute right now and then you're gonna watch some child abuse.
I'm gonna watch it though.
I'm kidding.
I hear kids.
My children.
I hear kids. You're still alive.
I was waiting.
Oh, Doyle is doing something because his image came up.
Not on our screen.
I mean, he's still connected. His video and audio are still running.
Taylor and them are still frozen on mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Juan, you should care.
No.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. They got upset when you called them out for brother, sister, and left.
We have.
What are you doing?
Oh, what's that? Was an utter joke.
Sorry.
We'll brush your hair one more time. Thank you. Get the bag.
Get the bag?
She's yelling at the kids because she doesn't mute herself when she's on Skype because she's never used it before.
I have used Skype, but not in a long time.
I didn't know if you were trying to tell Doyle to get the bag.
No, God, I hope not. No, I was telling Hannah to brush her fucking hair.
I tell my daughter that every day.
Yeah, she doesn't do it either.
No. That's why we cut all our hair off.
You'll learn the hard way when you gotta buzz it all off.
Oh, right. We cut it pretty short. So, did you tell them, Gabe, that we watched all the Harry Potter movies?
Oh, no, I didn't. We did finish up the 7th and 8th Harry Potter movies over the last couple weeks. So,
what's up?
It was really cool.
That
like
seems kind of like the thing that a lot of people
what's
do.
What's that?
It's a good one to do.
Sisters are back, bitches.
We've had Tristan over every weekend, and we've been kind of watching the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
What about Harry Potter?
Well, Hannah's never seen them, and we haven't read the books really with her, so she wanted to watch them. And, of course, she instantly loved Dobby. So, hey, spoiler alert, a-holes, when Dobby dies, everybody in my house cried.
Yeah, unless you're a soulless monster.
What about Dumbledore?
Oh,
Wait, what were they, though?
I don't remember their names.
God damn it.
Oh, I feel like we're spoiling this for people that haven't seen them, weirdly enough. But
Harry
no, the worst death in all of the movies is when Snape dies. Just yeah. Because you have that second scene where you watch his memories.
In the movies, yes. Okay,
no, I think the one
is him, yes. In the books, it's serious.
It's serious.
Well, so much for watching it.
Well, it fucking ruined it.
You've had 20 years to read the fucking books.
Also, you got
to
get like 8 hours deep before that happens.
I've been listening to them both on tape, Mel, and Hannah should get free Audible right now.
They're out in the library.
So we can listen. I think we can at least listen to the first book, but I think there's a way around Audible where I can listen to all the books for free.
I feel like you guys are too
into it. Hannah should be getting it for free since she's in school. You can listen to all of them right now.
Oh. We should, is a thing.
They might be on Hoopla.
Yeah, Audible's offering any school students free Audible until this is all over. Shit. So you should be able to listen to all of them for free right now.
Hey, baby.
I'll definitely help.
They're saying that Audible is giving away free audiobooks to anyone that is a student. So you can sign up with Kenny and listen to all kinds of shit.
Can we all talk for just a second about how Tim doesn't know how to say audible?
Audible.
Hey, Tim, audible. Tell your Alicia to get on screen and say hello.
Audible. 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 I'm also stoned to shit audible. Right now.
Oh, shit. Tell Alicia to get audible, on the bro. Webcam with us.
The free books, buddy.
She won't. Right, she's shy.
There's a blur.
Yeah, that might not be Alicia.
That's Alicia.
You're going to get stoned. Hey, look, guys.
Oh, you guys are in the same house.
No shit. We live together, you dumbass. Where else are we going to go?
To his other family. He's got 5 kids.
Yeah, to the mother of his 5th child.
Yeah, I just went to visit number 5.
Don't talk about me like that.
We thought you went to go visit the mother of your 5th child, Gabe.
Is it Pickle?
What?
Exactly.
Pickle's the mother of your 5th child. She seems to have a lot of them.
What, are you throwing out fireworks now? Is that a firework?
Yeah, it's a firework, guys.
Well, shit. Let me tell you guys, throughout this quarantine, I am so happy that I don't have children.
Oh.
Yeah. Me too. I'm glad ours are grown. I will tell you.
Me too.
I am glad.
I'm so happy. Okay. I can just do yoga and drink entire bottles of champagne all day and not a single person can tell me no.
No. We drink around.
Games in that bonger nights. Where's my pipe at?
What I like the best is how dumb some of these parents are. Can't even teach their kids how to.
That is true.
How what?
They can't even teach their kids.
Yeah.
They actually got to take care of them.
Yeah.
Some parents are like, God damn it, I got to feed this kid now. I used to go to school. Now I got to feed this old bitch.
I know. Well, did you see Justin Timberlake was Gabe's like, parenting 24/7 is just too hard. More than Doyle. And I'm like, that's what people do. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's what you do.
Now, I will say this. I wouldn't mind being with my kids because we were with my kids all along when they were growing up. I have no problem. But I will say I'm not a teacher. There's a reason I am a waxer and not a teacher. So if anything, I hope this, like, brings some of these parents into a reality where they see it's not easy and they should be nicer to the teachers.
Right. I would agree with you.
And raise their fucking salaries.
Yeah.
If I were...
Yeah, we should fuck. Pay them real money.
If I was like Michelle Pfeiffer in that movie where Coolio sings, I could be that kind of teacher where I make like a connection with like some gangbanger kids, but definitely I suck at teaching 8-year-olds.
You know what I think too, though, is I think like parents that are working from home, they can't be expected to work and teach their children. Like you can't be a worker,
Taylor, and that's the thing.
And a teacher.
That's the thing, Taylor. Like, so for us, we're a little lucky because I'm working from home, but Gabe, you know, he's furloughed. So he's doing all the housework, all the cooking. He's got a school set up downstairs in the rec room. He's making sure that everybody's on task. He's making sure that Hannah's getting her homework done. But when the kids are in Johnstown, Julie's working from home and she's like tech support or something. So she's literally tied to a fucking phone for 8-9 hours a day. And then Zeke isn't there at all because
he's insane. Official.
And so Bailey's having to do school. She's a senior. She's trying to do all this shit and she's trying to make sure all her other siblings are taken care of. And there's two that aren't, one that's not in school that she's basically having a mother. So it's rough. It's real rough.
Oh. Well,
Alicia and I work almost 10 hours a day and we're not home until like 4:30 in the afternoon to do anything with Kenny and his schoolwork. And it's a real struggle.
Yeah. How's that going?
You know, already.
it's not fun. Well,
I woke up yesterday and I zoomed with my mom and did yoga while I drank mimosas. And then I was like, I ain't got shit to do.
This is a good one, right?
It's Saturday. I don't have anything to do. So then I drank the whole bottle of champagne.
Should be nice.
That's all I did.
What are you doing?
Shh.
Don't shush me.
Shut your mouth.
Shh. Yes.
Oh, shit.
She's a good guy.
Knock your front teeth out again.
I ain't scared.
Do it.
Should be.
We're going to watch
this. Just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth. You're coming off the stoop.
You're gonna watch Doyle die tonight and
Doyle's gone.
Bonus.
Doyle's gone. Doyle left.
Yeah, Doyle's gone.
That's the only reason I
Bob not here. If I'm not here next
week. Oh, there's Chelsea.
I know something happened.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
There was a
hi, Chelsea.
Dark like Doyle.
Hopefully you're not as drunk as Doyle was.
Are you with Doyle?
No.
Is he alive? Can you check his pulse?
Thursday.
Hey, I'm gonna bless you, Tim.
So, let's see, you guys. Or a train might go by, so I'll call.
That was weird.
That.
It's like a sneeze
I'm
cough.
Peace out because I gotta get Hannah to bed. But you guys be good. I love everybody.
Love you. Bye.
See you next year.
Okay. Did you say see me next year?
Yeah, I always do.
I was gonna say that's how long April's taking.
You are that short.
It also feels like it's taking 5 minutes.
Some days.
Well, that's because you're basically like 40 going on 86, Gabriel.
Thanks.
It's
I mean, most comedians would be able to go about 5 minutes.
Why are you coming to game so hard tonight?
Gabe, I wish I could pat your back with all my
left.
I know.
Describe it, people.
You don't need to. Yes, it does. It
was slow.
What kind of business do you do, Chelsea?
I'm enjoying the time with the kids. Not that much has changed for us because we were home-based in homeschool anyways. So lifestyle-wise, it's about the same. We just don't have that much extra income.
Same.
So, same. But, I mean,
me either. That's why I'm trying to sell my foot picks. He let me know, girl. $13. Special
I think we should come up with a name. Set up. I think we should come up for a title of your feet.
Ooh. I like to call them the webbies.
I was going to say webs.
I'm going to say webmaster.
I was thinking more of like webbed tays. Like it kind of sounds like webbed toes.
Oh. Yes.
What about webbed titties?
I'm coming.
But you don't have webbed titties though, so that's not gonna work.
Devin's face in that moment.
What about cum websies?
Cum webs?
I think people are gonna be expecting different pictures if you call
what
them.
What about
webby?
What about webby cam?
No. Cum webbies.
Cum webbies?
No, cum webbies.
That sounds like something you buy at a porn shop.
That's what I'm saying.
Web.
I like webby cams.
Y'all gave me shit for Audible. Fuck you guys.
Well.
I mean, but yeah, you did say Audible, though, so.
Which is also the proper way to pronounce that word, just not the name of the company.
Okay, sorry, we're not all friends.
It's me not giving a fuck.
I'll be right back.
Chelsea's like, why did I join this?
No, she's right there.
I'm going to physically put my camera down so you guys can stare at an empty chair while I go get headphones because I'm on the patio and my neighbors already hate me. So. I'll be right back.
Oh, man. So, anybody have big plans for this week?
It looks like you do.
Okay, let me tell you, Gabe, every time you pull out your bong, Devin literally is breathing heavier next to me. Like, every time you run out, he's like, whoa, mama. Like, every fucking time he's literally breathing heavier.
Gabe, do it real slow and sexy for Devin. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gabe, make your lenses transition.
Make your lenses transition.
Oh my God, that's a lot of sucking.
He's good at sucking.
Babe. That's why Mel likes him.
Did you preach?
I'm so glad I turned it down before I left.
Blow out.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Buddy.
Jesus. He's gonna die.
You're gonna be on weed.
You're gonna be the next Doyle.
That's impossible.
Yeah. And Mel left.
No, look at him. Look at him. He's dying.
He's the next Doyle.
Put it on.
This is what COVID-19 looks like.
Fine. I've seen
this.
Fine. Fine.
Oh my goodness. His fucking esophagus and lungs are rebelling. He's dead.
He swallowed. He's not supposed to
Everything's
swallow.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Spitters are quitters.
I am mega high now.
That was a good cough, buddy. You're going to be feeling that one for sure.
Yeah. Definitely won't be playing Final Fantasy tonight because that is a lot of reading.
That is true.
Chelsea, how's it like working out in the prison outdoor equipment you guys got going?
Hey, I am the queen of do what you can with what you got. So it was kind of like when we missed going to the gym because we enjoy working out. So it was like, I wish we had a cable machine, you know, so you can do like lat pull downs and, you know, get your, because it's hard to work your back, especially when you got lower back issues.
you know, old and shit. And it's better to stay stationary. Feel that. Yeah, it's easier to pull a chain down than it is to deadlift a bar up. So we have this huge ass pulley that Skip's dad has had for like a million years in the back of this old shed. And so he got it out, and then we have a whole bunch of chain laying around because, you know, we're cleaning the house like everybody else is, you know, as you do, you know, the good old quarantine purge. So we're coming across all this crazy stuff, and we have this huge oak tree in the backyard. So I come out, and Skip has it all set up and ready to go, you know, plus it's like, I totally get it. It's like Legos for adults. You know, so we're, before you know it, we're both out there. Oh man, we can use this and we can do that and we can use this. And he's got the grinder all out cutting stuff up. it was a lot of fun, and the kids were all in on it too. So it was a lot of fun to do. And then it actually turned out being, it's pretty actually awesome. I hurt places that I forgot I had.
The last time I saw Skip, I feel like he could lift that oak.
He's a big dude.
No shit. I feel like Skip is the only person that is in this conversation that I would be afraid to wrestle.
Not me.
No, I would not be afraid to wrestle you, Taylor.
Oh, I don't know. Taylor looks wild. Uh-oh.
She'll web your ass.
Don't talk about wrestling.
Face, bro. She'll put her webs right on your face.
Don't talk about wrestling.
I'm not afraid of that. I'm already pulling at her to websites where she can sell that.
Extra skin.
I'll just smoke a bunch of weed and feel no pain whatsoever.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall, Gabe.
Yeah, that's true.
That's and right.
Yeah, no offense, Gabe, but I think I could take you, dude.
Well, yeah, you too. Probably you too.
I think
I don't know the other gentleman in the white hat, but and I'm sure Juan, they could all probably handle you, bro.
That's Juan's brother.
Nah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, oh, I kick Tim's ass. Too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna poop in a bag and set it on fire.
I'm the younger brother.
Yeah, he's the youngest.
Yeah, take off your hat.
We'll see who's younger here in a minute.
Ooh, no! Wow, that's a lot of hair.
Hey, Grandpa!
Hair, dude. It took me 5 years to grow it.
We are. I can tell. He is a Grandpa. Check out this chair that I just found on freaking Amazon.
Oh my god!
Stupid.
Ginormous.
Oh my god! No, you can come way out of it, Alicia. Alicia, get closer.
Seeing his babe.
How much wine do you need to fill it?
That's a lot of wine.
I'm pretty sure it has a compartment. Jesus.
I'm sorry, broke to your toy. What's that?
Dude, only.
That's what I was looking at when you were trying to show me the picture. Your picture was like, this big.
That's
from, Alicia.
It's from the longest yard, Christy.
Number four.
Yeah.
Two.
Number four. I'm sending it to you. No, this is Felix's number four. Well, who's the me?
Who's counting?
You always count my shit, bitch.
You know we have that bed in the basement that Felix has already used more than once.
Yep.
I've used it once.
I've used that bed.
Of course, the magic number. Like Felix is going to butt stamp a hallway again.
Right. Yeah.
No, I can tolerate my alcohol.
Corona,
now.
That sounds good.
Oh, that stuff is disgusting.
I told you not to.
Wow. I love Corona. I'll miss it.
That is the worst Mexican beer on the planet.
Who said that? It's not. The best Mexican
it's owned.
Beer.
First of all, it's owned not. By Budweiser, it's so it's not really
okay,
a Mexican
well, that's your
beer.
Opinion, not fact. So
it's based off a Mexican cerveza, but it is not a proper cerveza. Let's agree to that. It's a nice light beer.
It's gross.
It's a yellow house.
You gotta put lime and salt in a beer.
And then Johnny puts fake lime, doesn't even put real lime. What kind of fucking Mexican are you?
I can't go to the store, bitch.
What? Alicia, you got the store the other day.
God damn.
I'm going to Costco tomorrow. You want anything?
No, I don't need anything, but Johnny needs real limes. Yeah. And glasses. There's
Alicia,
an optical
you're
there.
Going to Costco? Yeah, you
want to
go? I need a liquor run. Let's go. Felix, you want to come?
Yeah, I'm
going hiking tomorrow.
What was that one?
I want to go just get out of the house. I'm not going in. You put me in the trunk so we stay 6 feet apart from each other.
What are you posting?
Corona, we're going to put you on the roof.
The worst rated beer in the United States.
No shit.
I lied.
That's because the United States.
I lied.
Shocking.
It's the fifth.
I don't.
It's the fifth.
Shocking.
Excuse me? I don't care what everybody else is buying.
Hey, I don't care either. I'm drinking it.
I like.
I'm drinking the shit.
I'm working on my stuff. Like, if I want like a really good beer, then I go to our local brewery and I get a sour beer from the craft.
That sour looked fucking amazing that you bought.
My god, they're my most favorite one. I was so pissed. I found it really late on its seasonal release, and they sell them by four packs. And I didn't know I knew the brewery was right there, but that's like
farther away. And
I have a bubble system. So before everything got shut down, I like wasn't prepared to get over there. But like luckily it was actually easier for me to go out now that everything's curbside, because that's fairly new down here too. Even though with Mardi Gras and everything, it's not common to be away from, like, you can't be away from downtown with open containers and stuff. So like delivering alcohol and all that stuff is huge in Mississippi because it's an allocated state. The state runs all of the liquor sales.
You okay?
Yeah. So that was a big step. But the one I got, I can't even remember the name of now, but it was hella good. But the one I fell in love with is called Blueberry Crumble.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It is stupid good. Oh my god.
Charming. I think he's
that might just be the fat guy in me that it sounds so good.
You don't even like
it's it, yeah, it's scary good because it's got like the blueberry like punches you at first, the sour hits. And I kid like you not, the aftertaste is all like
that weed hit him.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is Gabe sleeping or what?
No, I'm not sleeping. He's just
channeling his inner Doyle.
He's bored, he said.
I'm bored. I got tired now.
Bitch?
You don't like beer?
Why are you bored, Gabe? What do you want to talk about?
It just all sounds like a jumble. It's not you guys. It's everybody talks at once, and it just sounds like blah, 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 blah.
That's not even the case.
Are you sure that's not the weed?
She was just talking for like 4 minutes by herself.
Oh, I know. That was interesting.
Could it be that those big hits you just took of the bomb?
Yeah. Oh, okay, here we go, Gabe.
No, definitely not those.
Gabe. Hold on. Oh, it's raining. Okay.
Oh, nice.
So, remember I told you I had a joke I wanted to tell Hannah?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think you're in the proper mind state to genuinely appreciate this joke. But it is kid friendly. But I'll get to where you can see me. I'm going to tell the not kid friendly version. Yeah. My child is bouncing in the doorway. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you about my friend Cecil. Now, when I met Cecil, Cecil was like, it's big. I said, is that you? What are you doing in my garden? I mean, you cabbages. What do you do that for? Because he's good. Hi, then. What's your name?
My name is Cecil.
Hi, Cecil. Get out of my garden. Don't eat my cabbages. All right. So, I come back around. I'm keeping an eye on my cabbages now because Cecil's in town, right? So, I go back around. And I'm checking, and I say, Cecil, my sister's this big. I said, Cecil, what have you done? I ate all the cabbages and all the lettuces in your neighbor's garden. I says, oh, my goodness. You better get on then before she finds you, and you better not eat my cabbages. Hi, then. So I'm going back around, you know, as you do, because Cecil's getting, you know, hungry. I see Cecil. He's just fucking big. Oh my God. Cecil, what have you done? I ate all of the cabbages and all the lettuces. And the neighbor's garden. My goodness, Cecil. Are you okay then? I'm gonna make it. All right, then go on. So, at this point, I'm going around now just to check on Cecil because you don't know what's going to happen then. So, I crossed about. At first, I don't see Cecil. So I'm wandering around, you know, And I see a couple of the little bugs, you know, no big deal. And then over in the corner, I see him. And he's all tuckered out, curled up in the corner. I go down and I says, oh my goodness. Oh, this big. What have you done?
Just make sure you make that call for me.
I bet. Oh my gosh.
I got a little lost in it. But...
Oh my god.
I'm a little elevated myself, so sorry for the.
Easy 10 minutes of my life are gone now. That was awesome.
Okay, then. Oh, I'm glad I could bring a little joy to your night.
Okay. I have to go put little ones to bed, so I'm going to have to dip out on the conversation. Juan, do you want me to wrap up the show, or what do you want to do?
We've been going for an hour and 17 minutes. It's probably time.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for listening into this, the most absurd of conversations.
This is the first time Chelsea's ever been on our show.
I know. That's cool. Awesome.
Welcome.
It was so, going through, you know, all the ways to find us. Just go to TOTLB.com. I'm not even going to try to pretend like I can remember all the other things. With that said.
And click on the link for foot pics.
Yeah.
Go find Taylor for foot pics.
Taylor for foot pics.
The webmaster.
We showed her the Chatterbait website and the OnlyFans, so she'll be there.
I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan, because I don't know where Doyle is.
Christy.
Alicia.
Felix.
Taylor.
Devin.
Chelsea.
I didn't have to say it. You guys did. Oh, my name is Say-So.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, everybody. If you have any questions, just find us on the internet. We love to talk with you guys. And then next time, you can be on our show, too. Good night. Bye. Bye. You guys are awesome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.